From the heart of Europe to the world, RTI.
Have mercy, Mr. Attitude, Eric Wiltshire.
Welcome back to part two of Postcard from Bob Brad with me, Eric Wiltshire, at the base of the glorious Tatry Mountains over here in Slovakia. Lee Banks in the UK. Hi, Lee.
Hello.
And up in Down Under, it's RPB.
That's the one. That's my girl.
It's Rach down in Queensland. Or up in Queensland. Hello. So, moving along, we've had the most monumental week of interest, which has prompted us to actually start looking at Wikipedia, or Wikimedia, or Wiki Foundation.
And what a lot we've found out.
We have just a little bit.
Is this for our London listeners?
Could be for Canadian ones.
It could be for the rest of the world.
It could indeed. So what happened was this. I have quite a relatively large reputation, being a big mouth geezer that I am.
I'm glad you said reputation, because the other thing would have been a pants on fire thing.
in the journalistic world, and to a degree in the PR world, for my limited knowledge of technology.
I know, ladies, that he has to ask me questions all the time. Yeah.
So just to put this into context, you know, this is the same person that's been on BBC One Television Watchdog. I've been on Discovery Channel. I've been on all sorts of television programs around the planet. Correspondent for BBC Radio 4 on technology. You know, I'm the one that knows nothing.
Here we go, Rachel.
So this friend calls me up and says, I'm having problems with Wikipedia. So what's the problem? Because I've got to declare an interest here. I don't bother with Wikipedia. I have my reasons.
I don't either.
I have my reasons.
I don't either.
But that doesn't matter. So anyway, I said, well, what's the problem? He said, well, that's wrong. So I said, yeah, so change it. So he said, well, I did, but then they told me I'm not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Why are you not allowed? So now it's getting into the... I'm switching back to investigative journalist. And the switch has gone on. The light bulb has gone bing, and I'm off and running. So I find out that if you're involved with the company, even though you're probably the person that knows more about it than anybody else, they call you a sock puppet, I think is the phrase they use.
That's the phrase they use.
Right.
It just gets deeper and deeper, ladies and gentlemen.
It gets better by the minute. So you have a person who's an expert about a brand who shares with somebody on Wikipedia.
Expert could be the word.
Yeah. And says, no, sorry, guys, you've got this wrong. It's really this. And they go, where's your evidence? But actually, you can't comment anyway because you're not allowed to because you work for the company. Right.
Start thinking law. Start thinking legal on this.
Right. So then we carry on a little bit further and we say, well, and then you can see this is all still on Wikipedia if you want to see the debacle that goes on. They then say, where's your reference for it? Now, my answer to that would be, well, where's the reference for the opposite view? And there is none. Yeah, there is none. Then they come up with a great one. This is brilliant. This is just stunning. There's then a reference made to a BBC presenter's blog off of bbc.co.uk. And because it's titled as a blog, believe it or not, that's not evidence.
Well, it isn't, because think what a blog is.
Now, one minute. You are absolutely right, Lee. That was what they kind of come up with. And then I said it's on bbc.co.uk. Now, for this radio presenter to have what is classified as his blog rather than his page on there, A, he will have to jump through hoops to get it. B, he will be moderated like there's no tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And C, if he even goes bum or something on there, it will be deleted. Because the stringent test that goes onto those blogs is stronger than probably some magazine blogs and things like that. So
I think National Enquirer who check everything. And I know exactly what you're saying, Eric. I've worked with the National Enquirer, and their checking process is phenomenal. And on this, I would say the checking process on this is even worse.
Right. So, therefore, you've got what I would interpret as a high-quality source of information because it's on the server bbc.co.uk, and yet, according to Wikipedia, it don't count.
That's absurd.
Wait, I feel like I've gone deeper. Crazy.
Oh, it gets better.
So, just wait, it gets worse.
No!
Yeah. So then we have a spat, and I'm getting involved now, and they've decided that I'm an interested party. Now, I will raise...
You are interested.
Well, I am,
you
are I'm a journalist.
You sound
I'm interested.
Yeah. To me.
I'm interested.
Yeah. So now I'll make a statement which will completely bemuse the whole lot of them. RTI is not only a not-for-profit station, it's gifted to Lee, I and Rachel to play with. It produces no revenue. It cannot make money. In fact, it's set up in such a way where it's impossible for it to do that. We supply a public service broadcast, and we have friends who help us out a little bit in the ad break if you're listening in the States, rather like NPR, in exactly the same way. So we are a public service broadcast. We don't get any license fee money. So people help us with bits of gifts like computers. We were gifted some lovely servers to make things work. But nobody gets paid any money. And genuinely, unlike Wikipedia, nobody in RTI gets paid to be on RTI. That's a fact
of
life.
Can I also say that isn't because we're amateurs. You are a professional broadcaster. As Rachel has the pedigree of her past and is a professional broadcaster, and I am a professional journalist, and we don't get paid for it because we love what we do.
We're doing it as a public service broadcast.
Right. It's a philanthropic enterprise.
Thank you. So, you know, we can't, whichever way you look at it, we are not commercial. So... they've then decided that they've worked out, or think they worked out who I was, but actually at the beginning it wasn't me. It was a colleague of mine who was challenging what was going on. So within all this, they've now decided to not only ban some company names, but ban RTI from being on Wikipedia because it's not a radio station. Right, so why is it not a radio station? Because it's a podcast service. Now, that's partially true.
It is, but there is a lot more to it, and something very interesting to prove here, isn't there?
Well, it's hysterically funny, because, you see, if you're a proper public service broadcaster like the BBC, we understand one thing. Not everybody wants to listen at exactly the time that you want them to listen. Those days are over. Gone.
Absolutely.
History.
Can I just ask you a question?
Yes.
About this. Does the BBC have a podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
Okay. I see where you're going. But this guy insisted that we didn't have any other services. I think that was the point he was making. And so
We
didn't have any other services. So we're only
like we don't make chips or something. What is he talking about?
I don't know. So anyway,
I clean cars.
It then gets all childish. He gets really childish.
Oh, it hasn't already. Sorry, mum's sake.
So he said, one of them says, I think he thinks he's threatening us because the four or five people that listen to his podcast in Slovakia. Da-di-da-di-da, he goes on. No, we're not threatening you at all, chap. If you want to bury your head in the sand, that's your problem, not mine. And just for the record, 7 years of being a streaming radio station, as you can check on, we have to do it quickly, on Stickham, you will see all the stats that are on there. They will all disappear, but we'll have a record of them and keep them, so just anybody, you know, so they know. So anyway, I then decide, well, that's a bit wrong, and go, how can Wikipedia do something without the interested party? Now, bear in mind, I have, and I have an open declaration here to the world, I have an interest in RTI.
So do I.
Which means I can't comment on it. I can't edit it. I can't change
it. That's a really strange thing, isn't it? Because perhaps the person who knows most about it, who is the expert, is you. That's really strange.
Can I ask both of you a question?
Yeah.
Mr. Bernstein? Oh. Okay. If you are an interested party, and as an interested party, you can have that discussion.
Right.
But as an interested party who's allowed to have the discussion about being an interested party, you're not allowed to do anything as the interested party.
No.
I put it this way, Richard. I think this answers it very simply. If you are, say they have said something about me, let's make it about me, right, to keep everybody else's name out of it. Let's just say it was me, and they said something about me. I am an expert on me, but I wouldn't be able to reply to what was said on Wikipedia because I am me. What I could do, however,
nip
down the road and get Greg Pie Shop to comment on what they said, and they would think that was acceptable.
And so, this is fact-checking?
This is just amazing stuff. And it does bring back to one of the comments we've said on this programme a dozen and one times. If you're going to go on the internet, and this is for companies more than anything else, really, if you want to get a quality image to your brand on the internet and you want to write stuff, do you know who I'd get to write it? A professional journalist who can write properly.
That might be a good idea, isn't it?
And editors should be professionals, not amateurs. So I'm now getting quite heated, as you can understand, from all these childish comments. So I decide, well, so what? Let's ask people on Facebook!
Which
I did, because I'm thinking... And there's things about Facebook that comes up in a minute, and LinkedIn, by the way, as well. Talk about democracy, not. So anyway, we now move over to some comments from people. Normal.
Just before we do, can I just say something which might just clarify a lot of what these comments are about?
Mm.
And just very briefly, just all I want to say is that Wikipedia presents itself as what could be described as the biggest curator of information in the world.
Yes.
And yet it actually admits that a lot of what is on there is it actually admits that it is complete rubbish.
Yeah, we come into that. We got that bit in a minute. I'm letting the nice people...
I'm just letting people know. Now we can talk about it more afterwards. All right.
Right, we'll let the nice people have a go first. Now, we'll start off with...
nice people on Facebook, they're my friends on Facebook.
We'll start off with a nice one from a person that works at the BBC. Bless you. We are all at risk from Wiki. In fact, does anybody know what really is going on? Perhaps Wiki is the Matrix. PM says, thanks for this info. Over the last 4 years, I've had 5 entries taken down from WP as grossly inaccurate about me. I don't even like to be a cross-reference on it. Now, this is a really interesting message, quite well thought out as well, from a Michael, who says, no, I don't feel it's right that one editor alone can make such a decision. It's his opinion that RTI is a podcast and your opinion that it's a broadcast. Far be it from me to say which opinion is right and which is wrong, as everyone is entitled to their own opinion, as that opinion is based on the value of said person. It's right to them individually, and each perfectly valid whether others agree with it or not. Wikipedia is an online community, and I feel that the decision should be down to a majority verdict of community members. And don't interrupt me, Lee, I'm going to finish it. Then, as far as the question about trust is concerned, Michael says, do I trust Wiki? Trust is a very strong term. As an online content provider, which can be changed by virtually anyone, I would never use Wikipedia as a sole source for research. However, I would use it as a basis for generating leads to other factual sources. Many of the younger generation believe Wiki to be always right and a reliable source. However, I believe to be a starting point or helping hand. I believe that many colleges and universities actually fail coursework where Wikipedia is quoted as a source. In summary, I use Wikipedia and often find it to be a useful tool. No, I would never trust the content to be 100% accurate without having other reputable sources to back up my findings. Thanks, Michael. Well thought
can
out.
Can I just interject on that, where he says it's an online content provider which can be changed by virtually anyone. Mm. I think he's absolutely right. He's factually correct on that. The only people who can't change it are the people who know what they're talking about.
Okay. Rick says, I always assumed their info was based on fact. Okay. Tom adds, and I'm going to try and do this without laughing. Wikipedia, all the truth you can afford. Sarcasm will get you nowhere, Tom.
Oh, that's because they've stopped selling encyclopedias door to door, isn't it?
Steve
I
says
think that's the misnomer about it too. Sorry, I think that's the misleading part about it, particularly with kids. They see Wikipedia and go fact.
Mm. Okay,
in their brains.
That's the point. Yeah, it's the curator of information. And it gets it wrong on its own admittance.
Right. Carrying on with some more of these things, because I'm trying to squeeze as many as I can in. Steve says, Eric, that's crazy. A radio station is a media outlet that broadcasts. If that is a podcast or listen again or live or whatever, call the Wiki Reeks Diversity Advisor. This is an outrage. Signed, disgusted of East Grinstead. Charlie brings up a good point, and thanks for this, Charlie. I think the wiki entry, and he's referring to RTI, needs to be written more neatly. We can't, Charlie, because they won't let us.
They won't let proper people do it.
No.
They'll just let people who don't know what they're talking about, Charlie. Right. They can do it.
Yeah. CB says, at least your ship hasn't sunk. Ho, ho, ho. Very droll. Gus poses the question, editor envy? With a question mark behind it. Possibly Gus. PF says, I'm tempted to invent a station and see if it gets status.
I love that one.
Nice one, PM.
I love that one.
Yeah, I think that's brilliant. JC says, Wikipedia is becoming more trustworthy, yes. However, I would never base any research off of it. They have been cutting down on the number of people editing pages, which is good. But the sway, but the sway one person holds on information, especially when it appears they don't have all the facts or interpret it differently, is crazy. Squeeze two more in. Gordon says, looks like you've upset some Jobsworth, as there are several votes to delete. That seems to be based on his whining. And Graham says, it's Wikipedia. Would you trust them with anything half of the time? There are glaring faults and out-of-date information. And we're just going to pick up on what the press does before we move over to Lee's part of it. In the Mail Online, the headline reads, Ifipedia. Up to 6 in 10 articles on Wikipedia contain factual errors. Very interesting article by Amy Oliver, who does write on the media in a big way. In the Telegraph just this week, there's a note, it says Wikipedia charity faces investigations over trustee conflicts of interest.
I think that's quite an interesting fact, isn't it, that the press have actually picked up on this. And do you know what? I know that certain offices, I can't talk for every newspaper office or every media office, but certain ones that I'm aware of have told the journalists, do not use Wikipedia. They could use it like I forgot his name now, but we said before that you can use it as a reference point where you can jump off into other areas and take it from there. But to actually use the factual information on there as gospel, it just isn't right.
Okay, and I would like to make a statement on behalf of RTI at this point, just to reaffirm that which is posted all over the internet on some of the biggest sites on the planet. We did openly invite those that have been doing the editing on Wikipedia to come on the programme and talk about it. We gave them several questions and they decided they were just loaded. not. But that's the way life is.
Well, you've got to be able to ask questions. I did get a reply off them, didn't I?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we are coming to that. We'll be time. So then I had a look on LinkedIn. Guess what's the first thing you see from one of the, oh, I think the founder, if not one of the founders, calls himself Jimmy Wales. He's actually asking for people to help him get spam out of the Wikipedia users group on LinkedIn.
Well, what you know, you are, what? Are you? It is laughable. I've been with you on this, Eric, all the way through, and it has been a bit of a joke, but now it is becoming a pantomime. It is just...
Well, the other interesting thing is on Facebook, whereas lots of what are described as open source or free speech areas actually have places on their pages, their fan pages, where you can post as a citizen. Unfortunately, on the Wikipedia page on Facebook, you're not able to post a topic. You can only comment. And the only way you can get a topic on there is if you message Wikipedia.
God, it's like the chicken and the egg thing. It's making me nut. I feel like I've gone insane.
which doesn't bode well, does it? And I'm going to finish this little section. This is a wonderful article from Sue Gardner. Now, we hadn't come across Sue Gardner in terms of talking to or emailing anybody. She's the executive director of the Wikimedia Foundation, of which Wikipedia is part, according to an article, Marketplace. And this is just an extract from the interview. She says, the huge disparity between the number of male editors and female editors, 9 out of 10 editors are men, is also troubling. And the reason I picked that point up, it stems from the origin of the project, Gardner says. So when people were first interacting online in 2001. What?
Mm-hmm.
So are you suggesting, Ms. Gardner, that people weren't interacting online before 2001? And if so, ma'am, what the hell was CompuServe doing back in 1992?
Fair question, really.
Yeah.
I wonder if we get an answer.
Probably not. Barry Heading says again. And then it moves on to her view on something. They're asking her about when advertising will be on Wikipedia, and she replies, never. If it is, if it were a choice between putting ads on Wikipedia or shutting down Wikipedia, we would then very reluctantly consider putting ads on Wikipedia. And then we go on a bit further, and of course, you're probably wondering what Gardner thinks about the criticism of the site's accuracy. And this is the quote in the Marketplace from Sue Gardner.
Amazing.
Everybody's saying be sceptical of Wikipedia. That is true. They should also be sceptical of everything. We should all be critical consumers of the media.
What? Question.
Rubbish.
Now, at this stage, enter my friend Lee Banks, who...
I love it when this happens.
Who?
Well, when Lee Banks enters.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Who's actually in the UK, and so I thought, well, I'll save my phone bill and get him to make a couple of calls. So Lee's on the case, because we've had no response to the questions from the Wikipedia Foundation, the press office, anywhere else we've tried to email, we have never once had an answer. So Lee picks up the...
That's because they're looking on Wikipedia, but they looked on Wikipedia for the answer. They're still looking.
Well, that's probably because they can't answer it. I don't know. But anyway,
exactly.
Lee gets on the phone, and I'm like jumping out of my skin when I hear some of this, because I can't believe my luck. And this is enormous. So, Lee, take up the story.
Well, I'm not really sure which part you want me to begin at because it's so complicated and long. But first of all, let me say, just to be fair to Wikipedia, that ultimately their chap who we will name, Steve Brenton, who is their media guru.
He's good as well. He's really clever. He's a good PR guy.
Yeah, very good, very good. very straightforward and honest. You can't knock him. He came back. Well, I had to chase him a little bit, but that's normal within these circumstances. And ultimately, he spoke to me. He spoke to me quite at length. And basically, what he was saying is that Wikipedia is not responsible for its contents. Mm. And that's and he tried to explain the
circumstances. No, he actually said Wikimedia to start with.
Yeah,
just to be fair.
Wikimedia, but that goes into a murky area, doesn't it? Mm. I don't know if we've got time to get into that. But in simple terms, in very basic terms, he says that they're not responsible for the content that goes on the site. Mm. And he explains the reason for this as because it is a chronicler of the world. Mm. And that if something goes on, then it will be cross-referenced to something which gives the opposite side of the story, which is the basic elements of journalism.
Correct.
But really, it doesn't work, because how can you cross-reference something if there isn't a cross-reference there? If you say something about a company or about a person or about a product, and you say something which is detrimental, and actually nobody has actually defended it, then Steve, you can't say that, because there's nothing there to cross-reference to. What you've actually got is a bald statement saying that so-and-so is whatever there you could, that somebody's put on your site saying that. You've got to be able to allow people to defend
it. Right, but Lee, there was one statement that he made.
I think that's what I'm coming to.
Thank you, sir. Now.
I was just having a bit of a rant.
Yes, all right.
Right. And what he said then, which surprised me, and I know it surprised Eric, and it'll surprise you, Rachel, is he said,
I love
then,
surprises.
Our editors are responsible for the content.
Oh, dear.
How does that work? if you're not responsible for the content, your editors are, then surely your editors, like any other editor in the world of any publication, is responsible for what's being said about somebody, and they need to make sure that that is factually correct, or otherwise their heads will roll. But your editors'
That's
heads
right.
don't roll, do they, Steve?
No, they don't. At which point I should also make the statement that we made to everybody. If you feel unjustly treated by this particular programme or any radio programme licensed through the United Kingdom, your way of reference is to talk to Ofcom. There is a standard complaints procedure in Ofcom if you feel unjustly treated, if you feel that there's factual inaccuracies, or if you wish to question any of the supportive evidence used within a programme. And we would welcome anybody from Wikipedia to make such a complaint. You're very welcome to do so. Everything that we have reported, we have on file. Every quotation is on file and it's stored, and we will happily send it all to London for Ofcom to have a look at.
Question.
Yeah,
who
quick.
Do we refer to Wikipedia to get you checked out, to make a complaint about you? And how do we put it right? Because you won't let us do it, because we're the experts.
Well, I think any businessman taking note of this programme will note what Steve, what was his name?
Steve Brenton.
What Steve Brenton said. And on that happy note, we have got to leave Postcard from Poprad for another week. Enjoy yourself. Take care. Bye-bye.
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 From the heart of Europe to the world, RTI.